Well,
I just want to thank everybody for coming. This is probably the most important day in my career as a Senate Republican. I came down here, I ran on reforming income tax, reforming the tax system, and that's what I've done over the last 12 months. And what I'm about to explain to you is not just a whimsical idea. This idea took a lot of time and effort, and it took a lot of time meeting with a lot of people to get it right and to make sure it's right. And this is the Senate Republican Comprehensive Tax Reform Plan. We have every Senate Republican that has signed on to this plan, and it's long overdue. Iowa has been noted as having the most complicated income tax system in the nation. The last income tax change or reduction happened in 1997 in the state, and simplification or complete comprehensive reform hasn't happened in over three decades. There were a myriad of different tries over the last several decades to create comprehensive reform, but they have not passed. I think the last one in 2003 was the closest, and then got vetoed at the time. So we believe this one can get passed. So over the last 12 months, I worked with a lot of accountants. I worked with a lot of stakeholders in developing this plan. It's through the meetings with them that we as Republicans came with this plan and looked to implement it with full support on all sides. The simple goal that we started with was a goal to have Iowa taxpayers keep more of their money. Number one, to make it easier for Iowans to figure out their taxes, and then to grow Iowa's economy. The plan then, at the 30,000-foot view, it simplifies the current income tax system, it offers income tax reduction for all Iowans, and it creates a method that will be more fair and responsible in our tax system. It finally allows a more competitive arena for the tax structure. And being from Northwest Iowa and close to South Dakota, competition is very important when it comes to business and our economy. So, what does the plan do? First, right out of the gate, it reduces the income tax by 5% across the board. So for any taxpayer that files, they will see a 5% reduction in 2013. Starting in 2014, it will give a taxpayer an option. They can use the simplified system, or they can stay on the current system. The new system does the following. First of all, it flattens out our current nine-bracket system to a three-bracket system. In essence, it will take the three brackets to approximately 1.9%, 4.7%, and 5.6%, thereabouts. We've done a lot of runs on this. It will eliminate federal deductibility. It enhances the current Iowa standard deduction, and it eliminates Iowa's current itemized deductions. It additionally adds standard deductions for the elderly, the blind, and for each dependent. It increases the standard deduction for a single filer from $1,900 to $3,000, for a joint filer from $4,670 to $6,000. Personal exemption credits are also increased. The big thing also is increasing the filing thresholds for all income filers. The income threshold will be increased to $11,000 for individual filers and $15,000 for joint filers. The current credit and deductions that we currently have in our system will stay in place. We've talked about this past session that we have overtaxed the people of Iowa. And it's been noted as of June 30, we'll probably have approximately $800 million of extra funds in the state coffers. With this plan, on average, the taxpayer will receive $360 reduction in 2014 and a $520 reduction in 2015 for an overall 15% reduction. That being said, the bill allows Iowans to keep $174 million in 2013, $397 million in 2014, and $577 million in 2015. Our goal as Senate Republicans would be to eventually eliminate the income tax. But for right now, we need to focus and be honest about a comprehensive plan that can simplify the code and lower the overall tax rates. Finally, the bill sets up an interim committee to monitor and address the implementation of this plan. It will address any issue that may arise. This committee will recommend to the legislature how we can make the plan better over the next several years. It will also start going down the path of figuring out a way to start reducing income taxes even more to the point of eliminating them in the future. I am really excited about this plan. This plan is actually workable. And as I've noted, many of the accountants and the stakeholders that I've talked with endorse the plan, are excited about it. So I'm hoping that I can work across the aisle and make this have this approved in this coming session. Do you have questions?
Federal deductibility has been a lightning rod issue for Republicans. You have not been willing to go there in the past. Why are you willing to do that now?
Yeah, that was one of the first questions that I dealt with when I started putting the plan together. And that's where about a year ago I started thinking about doing a dual system. The big issue was there are some tax preparers that will see little reductions if we don't eliminate the federal deductibility. In this way, it gives an option. You can use the simplified plan or the current plan. However, my plan over the next 3 years will make it so that everyone will want to use this plan over a three-year period because there will be a more reduction than there will be using the standardized income tax plan. So I thought through it down the path. So after 2015, it looks like everyone will receive more reduction with this new plan than they will with the current standardized plan.
How does this differ from what the House plan is? Is this similar in some respect to what the House is doing?
Not exactly. The House did a flat tax plan. This is more of a three-tier system, which makes it a progressive plan. All right, it helps out low income by increasing the filing threshold. It also helps out middle and even upper Iowans. All right, it simply reduces income tax for virtually everyone.
Yep,
that is correct. So it'll be 5% right across the board for everyone. Now, if people want to use the new system, the simplified system, in 2013 they'll get another 5%, and in 2014 they'll get another 5% for a 15% reduction. 2014-2015.
Okay. Yep. 5%.
So it's 5-5-5 for 3 years.
That is correct. But
if you opt in
in years 2 and 3, right. But it's straight across the board, 5% the first year for everyone.
Isn't it unfair for Iowans to pay tax on a tax?
It is. And that's
what the argument about
that has always been the argument, right. However, when you start simplifying the system this way, you can cut some of that and reduce it as a whole, compared to that little slice that everybody gets concerned about called federal deductibility. In this way, they're going to see a larger reduction in their taxes than doing the complicated formula of federal deductibility.
Yeah, but your eventual goal is you'd like to eliminate state income tax.
That's correct. The revenue, right, and this is a very complicated situation. The revenue right now is, I believe, $2.45 billion that comes in income tax. That's a lot of money. So you start going down the path of reducing income tax, and at some point, you have to create a committee to look at all the sales tax exemptions. And maybe at that point, we can take some of those sales tax exemptions and get rid of a few of them. Right now, there's 191 sales tax exemptions. So if you want to completely eliminate eliminate income tax, that's the method you'd need to go down. You'd have to go down that path.
Another important thing to remember on that is, and just from my experience, back in 1998, We passed a 10% across-the-board income tax cut here in Iowa, and a lot of people made the same argument at that time. Well, you're going to have to replace this income. Well, income did dip for the first 6 months, but by the time you reached the end of an 18-month period of time, revenue had actually increased more than it was projected to have come in at the original rate. Wherever states have taken this kind of a step, it's always resulted in new investments, investments in jobs. It creates more revenue and more opportunities for careers for the people of Iowa. So it's not just that simple that you're going to have to look to replace all that revenue.
And we have to look at what other states are doing. Around us, Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska are all looking at reducing income tax. We've got to be on the cutting edge of this. And our plan starts down that path.
And this will cost,
$307 million for 14? It reduces, it actually gives back, the revenues would go down. Now, and say that's what it shows from the LSA office. However, this money also gets injected back in the system. All of a sudden, you're reducing income tax for all wage earners, and I would dare bet that that money gets injected back into our economic system.
What's the five-year revenue loss?
The five-year revenue loss would be the total of those added up. It's approximately, I think it's $700 and some million.
About $700 million over 5 years.
Over a five-year period. That is correct.
Have you convinced the governor to do this? Because he doesn't want to cut income taxes. He wants to do property taxes.
We've had a lot of discussions with the governor's office over the past 12 months. And I think everyone's on board with doing something at some point with income taxes. We just want to be out front and see if we can start pushing something through the legislature.
And this should not be viewed as anything in opposition to the property tax efforts to take place. We remain very supportive of doing what we can to reduce the tax burden on Iowans. The largest tax increase is coming for the people of Iowa on property if we take no action. So it's very clear and evident to us that we need to maintain our focus there. But if we're looking to the future, and what do we need to do to provide an opportunity for new investment to take place, accelerate the job creation and in our state, there's really no better tool than to recognize we need to stop punishing people for hardworking Iowans for their work and their investment, and there's no better way than doing that than reducing the income tax.
But the governor has to be looking at this and saying, well, this plan would take away revenue from my property tax reduction.
It does not take away revenue from property taxes.
You're saying we have sufficient revenue to still conduct state.
Please understand, we have an $800 million surplus right now. So what this plan does is starts getting at the fact of reducing income coming into the state that is currently at a surplus. So that's a big idea.
But all of the property tax reform plans, going back to that subject, are reliant on using the taxpayer trust fund essentially to pay the cost of that. Would this reduce the taxpayer trust fund?
It could. Now, if you look at both things, this plan, I think starting next year, it's going to cost $174 million. All right, and I think the governor's property tax plan is $100 million over a couple of years or whatever it might be. So we have an $800 million surplus. So there's a lot of money that we need to start rolling back.
Again, we've learned from the past that it's going to generate additional revenue. So you see that in every state, whenever this has ever been done. In our own state, back in 1998, revenues actually went up. So,
and that's why Kansas and Oklahoma and Nebraska, they're all looking at it. They're looking at hey, what can we do to stimulate our economy? And we've got to be there also. It will be introduced today, and I will submit it. I got it right here, and I've got the 24 signatures of all the Republicans on it, and we will, once we're done with this, we will turn it in.
And do you think there's any appetite for moving it forward to the Senate?
Just some discussions that I've had with several Democrats. They really are excited about the simplification part of it, because there's a lot to it. I mean, this is well thought out. Now, we would only hope that they could also help all Iowans and look at the possibility of reducing the income tax portion of it. 5% is not a lot, but it sure goes a long ways to every family that will get an extra $352 next year.
Now, just so I understand, does this buy down the overpayment, the surplus? Does it use those dollars to fund this?
It can. I mean, that money's going to sit out there. So next year, when we have a reduction in revenue, that's where you'd want to pull the full, if we have a loss in revenue, that's where you'd want to pull from. But as Senator Dix has said, we believe that it's going to stimulate the economy. And if you stimulate the economy, we still might have an excess.
Can I just ask you a question? If you were to talk with taxpayers about this, what would you say are the most important points of this?
The two key points is I want them to do their own income tax and make it simple enough that they can do it, they can understand it. And number two, probably most important, is we're overtaxing them and it's time to give a cut in income taxes and give back some of that money and reduce the ask that the state is doing currently.
Is this sort of a watershed moment in that 24 Republicans in the Senate are, I guess, abandoning a decades-long opposition to federal deductibility?
I think everyone understands that what's happening in other states that we need to be on the cutting edge, and we've got to find a way to stimulate our economy. And it seems like that issue has not been talked about in this legislative chamber over the last 3 months. Is it a watershed moment? Yeah, probably. Because what we're trying to say is, hey, we want to reduce everyone's income tax. And we've got an idea, we've got a plan. Years ago we tried to do this, and what happened is it would help half the people and not the others. Whereas this plan, if you go down the path, people can decide if they want to take the traditional way or do the new way, and they'll find out after a 3-year period that this plan will benefit them more than the traditional way, and then it slowly goes away.
Have you talked with Iowans for tax relief?
I've talked to virtually every stakeholder on this.
And they won't fight this?
I can't answer that question for them. I don't want to put words in their mouth.
I mean, Governor Branson went up against them back in the 90s,
right,
and learned his lesson. Yeah. Never.
You know the interesting thing about this? What was happening, and the Democrats did this several years ago, but what they didn't do is they didn't do an opt-out clause. And that's where it would affect people the wrong way. Whereas people were going to have increased taxes several years ago if we eliminated federal deductibility. And in this plan, you don't have that. They can decide what plan they want. So if it benefits them more next year to keep their current way, great, they can do that.
And this would be in effect for the tax payments that people will be making next year.
That is correct.
Is this possible? I'm assuming that Senator Grassley is going to walk up to you and hug you and say that this is a great idea, but is it possible that this could be something that might be inserted in conference committee? You know, there's been talk about some kind of a grant plan for...
Absolutely. Here's what I would like to see is when we start discussing property taxes, taxes is comprehensive, and here's a way in conference committee or if we do an amendment or whatever it might be, that we can A, do some simplification of the current process, and if everybody sees that it's well thought out, I think people can buy into it, and then maybe even start down the path of reduction.
Okay.